Beloved radio friends, greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and a welcome to our continued study concerning that great doctrine, the incarnation of the Son of God, and to take the reasons from the Word of God why the Eternal Son took the form of our humanity. We have already covered two reasons in our preceding message. Now today we would consider two more as we meditate upon the Scriptures. The third reason is of great significance. Perhaps it means the greatest significant fact to our human hearts. For at least it ought to do, being the crux, the climax of the divine purpose for Him coming to the earth. And it is this: Christ came to be a sacrifice for sin. It would be very profitable if we had time to read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. But for brevity's sake, we confine our lesson as briefly as possible. We have mentioned previously that in this very scripture the Lord Jesus is heard thanking God for His human body. And a clear reading of that scripture will indicate the reason for it is given. Because that human body must be and would be and was the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. You may read that all the previous sacrifices that have been offered in the Old Testament days through the years preceding the coming of Christ. You will read in Hebrews 10, verse 1, they could never make the offerer perfect. There was a constant reminder, again and again made, of sins every year. The conscience of the offerer could never be purged. And the multitude of offerings upon past altars never met to God's complete, perfect satisfaction, the need of a sinner, as you can read in chapter 10 of Hebrews, verse 6. But, now listen to these words in Hebrews 10, 12. After Christ had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God. Let me quote another verse, Hebrews 10, 14. By one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. The death of Christ, His blessed holy body upon the cross, dying, paying the penalty for our sins, bearing God's divine judgment upon sin, does more than all the many sacrifices of the Old Testament history. His one sacrifice was the crowning sacrifice of all the ages, never to be repeated, once and for all, perfectly done. And before coming down to the earth, as you may read from Hebrews 10 in that context, He knew that His body, that human body that would be prepared for Him by God, was to be the sacrifice for all sin. And if you ever read the words of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 26, those closing words of that 26th verse declare that since His sacrifice, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. My beloved, I defy you to find another sacrifice. My beloved, there is no other one. Let me quote John the Baptist, when in John 1:29, as he pointed to the Lord Jesus, saying, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1 and verse 29. As you may in some measure today be thinking at this season of the year of the birth of our Savior, is it not important and proper that we should know and that we should confess that when He was born and why He was born was to be made the atoning sacrifice for your sins as well as for mine? And may I repeat, best of all, the greatest truth of it, the sacrifice is over. It has been done. For did he not say when he expired upon that cross of suffering and shame, it is finished. Yes, as the poet has written in hymnology, it is finished, yes indeed. Finished every jot. Sinner, this is all you need. Tell me, is it not? Oh, my beloved, is not his atoning death for your soul and for mine more important to remember than his birth at any time of the year? My friend, have you remembered his death? Do you value that death? Have you found your salvation through faith in that atoning death? He came to be the atoning sacrifice for sin. Sinner, look to the Lamb of God. Look to him today and acknowledge he loved me and he died, he gave himself for me. But also, he came in the flesh that he might destroy the works of the devil. For we read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Ah, that adversary of God and man, who's called in the word of God the prince of this world and the god of this age, has been defeated. Listen to the words of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Christ by his death destroyed him that had the power or the authority of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Oh, my beloved, in the very context of that Hebrew chapter 2, there is another reason why the Son of God became incarnate. For the apostle says in chapter 2 and verse 16, he did not take on him the nature of angels, but he took upon him the seed of Abraham, absolute humanity, being born at his birth of the seed of Abraham. And thank God, you may read in the first verse of the New Testament in Matthew 1, that in his genealogy, he was Jesus Christ, the Son of David and the Son of Abraham, coming to be made flesh to destroy the works of the devil, among other reasons. How many lives has he not destroyed the power of the devil in? Praise God. Thank God for the lives of his children that can testify. He still destroys the works of the devil. And my friend, if you may perhaps be experiencing the power of Satan in your life, here is your deliverer, Christ the Son of God. Your sins and mine, which the devil may accuse you about, the Savior can deliver you from the judgment and the penalty of them and forgive. For the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1, 7. And to you, my fellow believer, may I say, though Satan will always be the accuser of you and of me whenever he can, his power over us has been broken. Well did the Christian poet write, I hear the accuser roar of ills that I have done. I know them well and thousands more, but Jehovah findeth none. Sin and Satan and death press near to harass and appall. But let my risen Lord appear, backward they go and fall. My beloved friend, my fellow believer particularly, surely you and I can be grateful and thankful to know that the Son of God came to meet Satan and defeat him, not only in the wilderness, but most and greatest of all upon that cross, to deliver us from eternal judgment. Satan has one consuming passion against the human family, and that is to take them to hell where he is going. I thank God that Satan will never take me to hell. My Lord took the power away from him and delivered me when I trusted him as my Savior, and I rejoice. Christ came all the way from heavenly glory to save me from Satan's power and took that sinless body of humanity to go to the cross that he might do it. Oh, my beloved, let me summarize our lesson today, why Christ the Son of God became flesh like us, but he never sinned. Here are the two reasons. They are tremendous. They are great. First of all, he became flesh. He took upon him our humanity to become the sacrifice, the greatest sacrifice for sin for all the ages. Oh, my beloved, there is no other sacrifice. Oh, may I remind my listening friend who may be unsaved, the work that would save and can save your precious soul has been done. You can do nothing. It all has been done. Did you ever hear or sing it? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. What a sacrifice. The sacrifice of all the ages. Every sacrifice of the Old Testament from the beginning in the Garden of Eden, when sin came into the world, down to the end of the Old Testament history, pointed every sacrifice on the altars of old, but look forward to the great eternal character of that sacrifice when Christ would die on the cross. Praise God! The works that saves is done. I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord has done. But I should work like any slave in love for God's dear Son. The second reason, he came that he might destroy the works of the devil. His be the victor's name, who fought the fight alone, triumphant saints no honor claim, their conquest was his own. My beloved, we close and ask, what do you think of Christ? Don't tarry at Bethlehem with your thoughts. Go on to the cross, yea, to the resurrection, to his ascension, and to his glorification, and say with me, hallelujah, what a Savior. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Has he saved you, my friend? Father, bless thy word to the glory of our Savior. Amen.